USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 40 tornadoes were reported across Iowa Wednesday evening. Most of the twisters were relatively small and moved across rural, sparsely populated areas. Iowa is often considered part of the Tornado Alley, and there is an average of 51 storms that occur each year. The governors of 26 states nationwide have opted out of the pandemic-inspired Biden programs early, with many saying the benefits actually discourage people from working. An estimated 1.84 million Americans turned down work to stay on jobless payrolls. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has invited the United Nations to see America's systemic racism firsthand. Former Detroit, Michigan Police Chief James Craig on Fox News discounts Blinken's claim that Americans are racist.
It's misguided. It's irresponsible. They should just go to Cuba. We don't need this. It's divisive, and it really benefits status quo and the liberal elite.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
As the world wants answers to the origins of COVID-19, feet dragging in Washington has other lawmakers making another push to investigate. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for this and future pandemics. There has thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Microsoft will officially launch Windows 365, which is essentially a computer you run on the cloud. The benefit to this would be the ability to run a fully powered Windows machine even on a low-level PC, phone, or tablet. Windows 365 will launch on August 2nd to business users only. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As violent crime in America continues to worsen, former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News gives her point of view on why this is happening.
Defunding the police is what caused the spike in crime, but I also think they're never going to admit it. But look, they admitted it at the voting box when they elected Eric Adams, because here's the guy that's saying, no, we don't need to defund the police, we need more troops on the streets. Whether he's right or not is a shift that shows Democrats are trying to get out of this hole they dug, but they dug it really deep. I mean, they've caused crime waves across this country in a way that's going to take truly years to recover. But we've got to do something about it now. We've got to have the backs of our blue, and we've got to make sure that they know that we're going to hold these perpetrators accountable and actually prosecute them.
On Wednesday, Ms. Haley tore into the Biden administration for how it handled the Afghanistan withdrawal.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, you know, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. But we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.